T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And while you're probably, like most Steelers fans, licking your wounds over yesterday and kind of just reconfiguring your mindset for the day, onward and upward, there is a gigantic project, as you probably have heard, that Amazon wants to develop a second headquarters from their base in Seattle.
It's being called HQ2. And they opened up the, floodgates for communities across the country to get in on the possibility of being HQ2. And Pittsburgh and this region, of course, stepped up and has gotten their bid in.
Are we really in the running? Joining us at our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is a site selection expert, principal at Boyd Company in Princeton, New Jersey, John Boyd. John, good morning.
Good morning.
The folks here in Pittsburgh have been very secretive about their proposal and what they have offered to Amazon to bring HQ2 to town, while other people have been very public about it. John, where do we stand? Where do we have a shot at this thing?
I think so. I think Pittsburgh is a top 10 contender for HQ2 for a myriad of reasons. The region enjoys a very low cost profile. The labor market in Pittsburgh is very rich with the type of skill sets that Amazon appreciates. You're home to one of the fastest growing IT markets in the nation. And I think you're well served by the economic development professionals that have really gotten out front and proactive here and made a great case why Pittsburgh is open for business.
One of the things that John, I think most people here would probably think, oh, they wouldn't want us. There's Philadelphia, Boston, even New York for their eastern headquarters.
Yeah, clearly Philadelphia and New York are in contention for HQ2. I think Atlanta is probably where most analysts place as the number one front runner. The region is home to, a large cluster of academic institutions that are highly regarded. You have personal relationships with Amazon executives in Pittsburgh. The CEO of Amazon's, worldwide consumer business grew up in Pittsburgh, Jeff Wilk. I think that's a type of X factor that could potentially make a difference. You have Brian Olasky, who's the company's CFO, who grew up in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and was, very instrumental in forging relationships with Penn State and Carnegie Mellon. I mean, those are types of what we term soft diplomacy X factors that could potentially play a role in raising the profile of Pittsburgh.
On Friday, WCVB in Boston came out with a story. It was Thursday or Friday of last week, that Amazon has actually put a hold on 500,000 square feet of space in Boston, and leading the Boston market to saying, we're the lead possibility for HQ2. Is there anything to be read into that?
I don't think so. I mean, New England is a big part of Amazon's growth strategy. And that specific real estate decision, it's a stretch to link that to any type of indicator on HQ2. I mean, this project is 8 million square feet. So any type of expansion in New England related to, fulfillment center activity or back office activity would be a stretch to link that to any type, any type of speculation on this.
And for
what this does is it just raises the attention of this project and just how unique this is, that the fact that it's being played out in such a public fashion.
Well, brilliant for them to do it this way, because they're going to get I would assume, the most attractive offer they could possibly get anywhere.
And when are we going to know?
Yeah, when is the here's the golden ticket announcement?
You know, a decision is expected sometime within the next several months. The company's been, you know, relatively cagey on when they're going to make their decision. But, you know, the early part of 2018 is when most people expect a decision to be made. And then we'll begin, you know, orchestrating the logistics of this early in 2019.
And we're talking about employing 50,000 people.
Yeah, I mean, this is the largest headquarters site selection project in the history of economic development. 50,000 employees, 8 million square feet.
An absolute game changer for a region like ours or anywhere.
Big time.
And I would think, John, the pluses for us is we have an underutilized airport, so there's growth there. We have plenty of, in terms of real estate, family-friendly opportunities and schools to attract people, and the cost of living here is substantially lower than anywhere on the East Coast, and we're not hemmed in by the oversaturation of flights and traffic, and we're 8 hours drive from a third of the population. I like us.
I agree with all of that. And what a great opportunity for Pittsburgh, you know, to make its case to a national site selection audience and talk about a lot of the pro-growth activity, the things that you just mentioned, and also this kind of transformation away from, you know, a steel town, okay, into a market of the future that's attractive to, you know, the high-tech industry. You look at Uber, you look at, you know, Google's expansion and other companies that really have done some exciting things in the Pittsburgh market.
Well, at very least, it may raise our profile. Even if we don't get the big one, we may get some spinoff opportunities, like you being a site selection expert there at Boyd Company, Princeton. Don't forget about us, John.
All right. We look forward. We've been very active in your market over the years. PNC and Shell are clients of ours. We've done work with Deloitte and Touche as well. And, you know, we see exciting things happening in Pittsburgh because of you. Also, your leadership is terrific. Your mayor is very proactive in courting new businesses. So, tough loss yesterday with the Steelers.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. It'll take us a while to shake that.
Bring that up, but hopefully we get some good announcements coming shortly for you.
John, we appreciate your time this morning.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
John Boyd, principal of Boyd Company, a site selection expert on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.